This is Crow calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
I called like 2 days ago, and there's a charge on my card that was like $39.99 for Variety Music or something other, and I didn't do that. And I talked to the woman 2 days ago, and she said I wouldn't be charged for it, but I am charged for it. She gave me a reference number. Do you want to know it? Or some kind of code?
I can just find it through your zip code. Can you give me your zip code?
72450.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
Angela Huckabee.
All right, Mrs. Huckabee. And can you verify your address for me?
915 West Thompson Street. Apartment 2, Paragould, Arkansas.
All right. Well, I do have your account pulled up. Are you talking about the $39.99 charge that was made on the 11th?
Yeah, I didn't do that. And I told her that I've never ordered any kind of musical variety, nothing.
All right, ma'am. So I do see where this previous agent did speak to you. She did cancel your account, so those charges won't be made any further.
But she said that I wouldn't be charged for that. I didn't do it. I'm 66 years old. I don't order nothing.
All right, ma'am. So, did she explain to you? Well, did she talk to you about the purchase you made on the 11th of October? It was.
I didn't make a purchase. That's just it. I didn't make any kind of purchase.
So on the 11th of October, you don't recall making any type of purchase for a cookware set? It was $5.74.
No. No. She told me it was some kind of survey I filled out, and that's not true either. I didn't fill out a survey.
All right, ma'am. Well, if you didn't make the original purchase, then you'll have to be transferred over to our fraud department.
To what?
To our fraud department.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right, ma'am. Now I'm about to transfer you over to our fraud department. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay.